Committee on Regional Affairs, committee to order. We'll start with the municipal clerk bill, House Bill 128, and its prime sponsor, Representative Davis, is here to testify. We'd like to...
We're dealing with House bills already?
Well...
I moved two today.
I don't know. I mean, you know, gotta do something, I guess. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Sherry Davis. I represent District 1 on Ketchikan.
Does that make you best?
Must. Number one.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate your hearing a House bill so promptly.
We are hearing House bills.
We are hearing Senate bills in my committees, sirs and madam. So, just so you know. House Bill 128 was introduced at the request of the Alaska Association of Municipal Clerks. It's supported by the Alaska Municipal League. It is not intended to infringe on the rights of local government. It's merely an update of the current statute spelling out specific duties of the municipal clerk. In fact, many of the communities that this would affect already meet this standard. This is what their clerks do, and that's basically where the language came from. And I appreciate the fact that your committee has worked out a committee substitute that includes language that we just inadvertently left out, which was on line 6 on page 2, perform other duties required by law or by the governing body. Is that the right language?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Or the chief administrator. That's the language that needs to be added. Or the chief administrator. So I appreciate your CS.
Mr. Chairman, would you accept a motion to bring the CRA committee substitute before the committee?
Yes, I would.
I would move for consideration sent committee substitute for House Bill number 128 CRA and ask unanimous consent.
Is there any objection to that? Hearing no objection, the motion passes. So we have before us CS for House Bill 128 CRA. Okay.
AML supports this.
Is there any questions for Representative Davis from committee members?
Do they support the CRA?
Okay, if there are no questions, why don't you, you can join us at the table if you'd like. And then we'll hear from Scott Burgess, only other person signing up to testify.
Are we on teleconference?
No, I don't think we're on teleconference. No, we're not.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, Scott Burgess, the Alaska Municipal League. I indicated we certainly support the bill and didn't want to take any more of your time. I think that the bill is, we do appreciate the CS and the addition of the small change, and be glad to answer any questions about the bill. I think that it basically the clerks are provide a very valuable function in this state, around the state. We work with the clerks very closely, sort of our contact in the municipalities. I think this is a recognition of their view of their profession and recognition as such within the statute. These are basically what they do. It was an update from the existing Title 29, and we support the bill. We're glad to answer any questions.
Okay, are there questions from committee members?
Mr. Chairman, I have introduced similar legislation just to assist, and I'm supportive. I don't know if there are any questions.
Okay.
I would be ready to make a motion.
Are there any questions from committee members on this bill? What's the pleasure of the committee then?
Mr. Chairman, I move the bill with individual recommendations.
Are there any objections?
And ask unanimous consent.
Any objections to that? Along with the company fiscal note?
Along with the company fiscal note.
Okay. Hearing no objection, the motion passes. The bill moves from committee.
Thank you very much.
Spread the rumor we're treating the House well.
I will.
And Fred voted for that?
Well, I didn't object.
Is there a motion on the floor? I'm sorry.
Yes, there was. I don't think there is. Kind of passed by.
Oh, my.
Yeah, sleep with the switch
again. Okay, next item on the agenda is Senate Resolution 10 by Senator Cotulla. And today, representing Senator Cotulla is Paula Terrell. Carol.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, members of the committee, my name is Paula Terrell, representing Senator Cotulla. The community of Butte sits right outside Palmer. It has about 4,000 residents, and it doesn't have full postal service. And this resolution would ask the Postal Service to please give them full postal service with a zip code and mailboxes, etc. Right now, if you go down the old highway, it's a treacherous road. People really don't want to go the 10 or 12 miles into Palmer if they don't have to. We have a petition from the residents of Butte and Lazy Mountain asking if they would see what could be done about that. That is simply, briefly, what it is.
Okay. And so it's about 12 miles from Palmer?
10. Over a very windy road. It's not on the new highway. It's on the old Palmer Highway, generally. If they were to go to Palmer, they with the old, new highway, they'd have to come back, go on the new highway, so it's really out of their way.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator.
Do they have a city council?
The community council, no. They're part of the Matsu Borough.
They don't have a
city. Not an incorporated city.
But they have stores, they have, it's a real neighborhood, a community, and there's kind of nothing between it and Palmer itself.
Okay, are there any other questions from committee members? It's a pleasure to the community or the committee.
Do you want to send this to our congressional delegation? Just to the.
Gee, I don't know. Apparently not.
Well, wondered why this wasn't sent to the congressional delegation. Senator Stevens certainly knows about post offices.
Yes, I think that probably would be a very good idea. I noticed that while I was reading it over, too. And Senator Stevens has written a letter to some of the Butte constituents saying that he would do what he could to help. So.
Let's see, is this going somewhere after us?
No. Excuse me.
Okay. Perhaps we should.
Mr. Chairman, I would amend to include the congressional delegation. Anybody else?
Okay.
And I would move the amended SR10 to give the recommendations.
Along with accompanying fiscal note?
Accompanying fiscal note, do we have any?
Okay, is there any objection to that motion? Okay. Hearing no objection, the motion passes. The bill as amended moves from the committee along with accompanying fiscal note. Anything else to come before the committee?
Who am I to argue against the chairman of the committee? He wants to move it.
True.
Okay. Anything else coming before the committee? That committee is adjourned.